Now, as much as ever and as always, we need to band together, form a lost tribe, scatter as one, burst through rifle barrels guided by the spider's crosshairs. We need to knit wool sweaters for a brother sleeping under the freeway, hand him our wallets, and bathe his feet in holy water. We need to find our lost sister, last seen hitchhiking Highway 16, or panhandling on the streets of Anchorage, couch searching with relatives in Victoria, or kicking out her boyfriend after a week of partying in a trailer park in Salem, Oregon. Now, as much as ever and as always, we need to register together, lock arms at the front lines, brand ourselves with mutant DNA strands, atomic whorls, and serial numbers, adding ourselves to the blacklist. We need to speak in code, languages the enemy can't break, slingshot garlic cloves and tortilla crumbs, wear armor of lily pads and sandstone carved into the stately faces of bears and the faraway look of white-tailed deer. We need to run uphill with rickshaws, play frisbee with trash lids, hold up portraits of soldiers who never made it home, organize a peace-in on the walls of the Grand Canyon. We need to stage earnest satirical plays, hold debate contests with farm animals at midnight, fall asleep on hammocks hanging from busy traffic lights. Now, as much as ever and as always, we need to prank call our senators, take selfies with the authorities at fundraisers we weren't invited to, kneel in prayer at burial grounds crumbling under dynamite. We need to rub salve on the belly of our hearts, meditate on fault lines as the earth quakes, dance in robes with fringe that spits medicine, make love on the eve of the disaster.